Well, Jess, it's always good to have you back in our airwaves once again. We've been doing this for a couple of years. Gretna and gearing up for the state meet. You're coming off your district. How did your spring go as your team as a whole from week to week? How did it go for you?
Yeah, we had a good spring, a fun spring. Really a warmer one in terms of track seasons. Normally, you know, we start the year off and have a bunch of weeks where it's like 40 degrees and windy and rainy, but this year's been pretty warm and hot and some good weather. So we were able to throw down a lot of really good times early. And but we have competitive kids on both sides, boys and girls. And as a whole, we've been really happy just watching kids grow and take their times down, set some new PRs this spring season.
I see at your you hosted the B1 just the other day at your place, and girls got first, guys got fourth. Very, very competitive meet all the way around, sounds like.
Yeah, districts is always pretty competitive, and then, you know, you add hosting on top of that, and it's just it's a very long day to get through, but we were really excited for our girls to come away with that team title. And our boys, you know, we scored some points in places that we weren't expecting, so they had a really good day, too.
Of course, your bread and butter back in the day, of course, watching you, it was a middle distances, the quarter, the half, and it looks like you've got a junior who is pretty darn good in both those races, isn't she?
Yes. So we've got Lucy Zablujil on our girls' side who... she's running a lot of 800 and 1600 this year, and she's been trying all season to, you know, get under that 220 mark in the 800. And sometimes with track, you know, you just got to be patient with the weather and the wind and wait for everything to come together. And she was able to run 216 at our district meet and then turned around a few minutes later and was able to qualify and get first place in the mile. So she'll be running those two races individually at the state meet along with the 4x4. So she's had a really good season, and I'm excited to see what she can do.
Is she one of those young ladies who just runs all the time? You just got to keep, you got to ask her, you got to take a little break. You just need quit running for a little bit.
Yeah, she's interesting because she started more as like a sprinter back when she was in middle school, and then when she came to high school, she kind of transitioned up a little bit more and ran a lot more 800, kind of stepped away from the 200. And then this year, after her cross-country season went really well, we said, hey, like, why don't you try the mile, try the 1600 and see how that goes? I think it could be a really good event for you. And she's run 5:10, so she's number 2 on our top 10 chart and has just a few more seconds to kind of take that school record spot. So, yeah, she's really turned into a pretty awesome middle distance runner, and we're super excited to see how that state meet goes.
You've got some sprinters, you got some jumpers, I know you got some fantastic relays. Coaches feel like, hey, our girls, we can make a run. We can make a run there in Class B coming up next week.
Yeah, that's always the hope. State, you know, you kind of have to have everything go right and have everybody step up and have good performances on the right day. So it'll definitely be tough between us and a few of those top teams. But, you know, you got to go into that with the attitude of let's try and win this thing. Let's have ourselves a good day and see where the pieces fall. But, you know, I think we have girls in most areas, most of the field events, most of the running events that can score for us. So I think we've got a good opportunity to maybe get on that podium.
I see. On the boys' side, you've got a miler and also runs a 2 mile. Caleb Larson's not too bad. He was a district champion the other day.
Yeah. So he's been running really well for us all 4 years. And this year wanted to try to go for, you know, medals in both that 1600 and 3200 at the state meet. So he was able to qualify pretty easily in our district. And we're just kind of gearing up and tapering down to run some fast times next week. So I think if he has a good day, he should be able to bring home medals in both of those events.
Boys a little tougher on looking at their results with the Ashland Greenwoods, Gretna East, and Syracuse. It was tough for some of the boys to qualify, wasn't it?
Yeah, our boys team, we're just kind of in a growing position right now. So we definitely have some young guys who are just getting a little bit stronger, and hopefully we'll get a few more qualifiers in next year. But, you know, we were able to qualify a sprinter, distance runner, a couple of field event kids, a hurdler. So we've got a few in, and it should be a fun day still in there looking to be competitive. So, we're ready. We're excited.
How's the family doing? I think you've been married for a little bit of over a year now, or maybe 2 years, actually. I mean, it's more like 2 years. Am I right on that, or is it just a year?
We're coming up on 2 years okay. This summer, so we're doing good and actually growing, so we're expecting a baby this August, which is exciting.
Wow, congrats on that, and I guarantee you that kid is going to be, it's got to be another runner in the family, got to be.
No, I hope so. I mean, I'm a little bit biased, but I think we'll probably get him into track at some point.
What'd you think of Molly getting back in the competitive running mode? I see she ran the other day, maybe for the first time in a while. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, she's, I have a lot of fun, just keeping up with her and all her races. She went through a little bit of an injury cycle the last couple of years, but is getting back into it and is still able to run, 205 and that 800. So I love to tell my kids about that when I'm out there coaching. Hey, this is what my sister did. So inspire them a little bit.
Do you miss it? I mean, do you still get out and run? Maybe not as much as you used to, but still get out and run with your kids and things like that?
Yeah. When I'm not expecting a baby, I run a little bit more. So still doing like half marathons. I've done a couple of full marathons and still absolutely love it. That's one of the great things about this sport is it doesn't necessarily have to end as soon as you graduate high school or college. It's something that can always be a part of your life. So, I plan to continue it, and there's just that love of the sport there.